Okay, we will now, Be'ez Hashem, try to finish Maseches Tainus. We are holding on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. We remember we were in the middle of discussing what is so great about the day of Tu B'Av. We know Yom Kippur is a very happy day because it's the day of Slicha, Mechila, the day of the second Luchos. What's so great about Tu B'Av? So last time we learned four great things about Tu B'Av. Two of them related to allowing people to marry each other, people from one Sheva to another Sheva, and people marrying into Sheva Binyamin. And the other two were about the Mesia Midbar stopping to die as a result of the sin of the Meraglim, and the guards that Yeravim had put in place being taken away. So now the fifth thing that's great about it. Rav Masna Amar, Yom Shenitnu Harugei Beitar Lekvura. It's the day that the people who were killed in Beitar were allowed to be buried. The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin on Daf Nun Zayin that Beitar was destroyed because the Roman Caesar came and killed men, women, children, and didn't allow them to be buried for many years. And nevertheless, there was a great miracle that their bodies didn't decompose. And that was on the 15th day of Av that they were able to finally bury these bodies that had not decomposed, and they made that day a Yontif. Vamrav Masna also Yom Shin Arugu Beta Likfura Tiknu Biyavna Hatova Metiv. In fact, it was that day that we were finally able to bury the Aruge Beitar that they made a takana in Yavna to say a bracha Vatova Metiv in benching. So that fourth bracha in benching is because of the Aruge Beitar. Hatov, what's the Hatov? Shelo Esrichu, that the bodies didn't decompose. The Hametiv, and the Hametiv part is Shenitnu Lekvura, that we were finally able to bury them. So it's a double kindness. Number one, the miracle that they didn't decompose, and number two, that we were finally able to bury them. And the sixth great thing about Tu B'Av, Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Travai, Rabbi Rav Yosef, both say Yom Shepasku Milichros Eitzim Lema Recha. It's the day they finally finished cutting all the wood that they would need to use for the Mizbeach, to burn the fires on the Mizbeach. The Tanya, Rav Lazar Gadol Omer, Michamish Asuba Ve'ilach Toshash, Kocha Shelchama. From the 15th day of Av and on, the strength of the sun became a little weaker, V'lohayu Korsin Eitzim Lema Recha, and they wouldn't cut wood for the fire anymore, Lefisha in Univation, because the sun wasn't strong enough to make the wood very dry. When you want it, you want firewood, you want very, very dry wood. So if the sun is still very strong, you'll get excellent firewood. But after Chamisha Asar Ba'av, the sun's not quite as strong anymore, and therefore the firewood is not quite as good anymore. So they finished collecting all the firewood for the Mizbeach onto Ba'av. So main point number one, the last two great events of Tu B'Av were, number one, that the Haruge Beitar were finally able the victims of Beitar were finally able to be buried and had not decomposed. And number two, that they finished cutting the wood that they would use for the Mizbeach. Amar Rav Menashe, V'karule Yom Tavar Magal. They called that day that they finished chopping the wood from the Mizbeach Yom Tvar Magal, the day that we could break our axes, because they didn't need them anymore. Mikan ve'elach, and from Chamisha Asar Ba'av and on, where the days start getting shorter and the nights start getting longer, Demosif, where someone who adds more time at night to learning Torah, so is going to add more life. Udalo Mosif, someone who doesn't add more time to learning Torah at night, Ye Asif, he's going to die. Ma Ye Asif, what does it mean, Ye Asif? Amar Rav Yosef Tikbareime, that his mother will bury him, will die at a young age. So why is it that God gives us longer nights in the wintertime to spend more time learning Torah? So the Gemara explains, it used to be at night, you couldn't go out at all. There weren't streetlights or anything, so we had nothing to do but to learn Torah. So longer nights are a new opportunity in Talmud Torah. The Gemara explains the Mishnah further. Rav Shulam Liel says that the greatest joyous days were the Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Shebehen Benos Yushlaim, because on those days the Benos Yushlaim would go out wearing nice clothing, borrowed nice clothing. And the Gemara explains, Tana Rabban, we have a Braisa. Even the very chashuva women, the women from wealthy families, would borrow their clothing for these days. Because Bas Melech Shoelas Mi Bas Kohen Gadol, a princess would borrow from the daughter of a Kohen Gadol, or Bas Kohen Gadol Mi Bas Sagan, and the daughter of a Kohen Gadol would borrow from the daughter of an assistant Kohen Gadol. I mean, everyone would borrow from someone one rung below them on the social ladder. Ubas Sagan Mi Bas Mashuach Melchama, the daughter of the assistant Kohen Gadol would borrow from the Mashuach Melchama. That's an important concept. The Mashuach Melchama, he's the Kohen Gadol who would, he's the Kohen whose job it was to rally the troops into war. Ubas Mashuach Melchama Mi Bas Kohen Hedyot, the daughter of the Mashuach Melchama would borrow from the daughter of a regular Kohen. The Kol Yisrael Shalom Zemizah, and all the Yisraelim would borrow from each other. Why? that someone who couldn't afford, who didn't have clothing, shouldn't have to be embarrassed that they didn't have nice clothing. So that's another main point. When they would wear nice clothing, when the girls would wear nice clothing, it was borrowed clothing. No matter how wealthy you were, it was borrowed clothing, so no one would have to be embarrassed about having to borrow clothing. Kala came, the Mishnah said all of the clothing was white, tun and tevila, and it needed to be immersed in the mikvah before they put them on, because not everybody knows if their friend is a nida or not a nida, if the clothing is tummy or not, so you bring all the clothing to a mikvah before you wear it. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says not only the white clothing that needs tevila, afilu mekupalin u'menachin bekufsa, even if the clothing was folded and put in a box somewhere, even that would need tevila, and meaning even though you knew for sure it was tahar, because we didn't want to embarrass anyone who had to tovel the clothing, so we would just make everybody tovel all the clothing. Benos Yisrael yotzos v'chalos, the girls would go and dance in circles, bakramim in the vineyards, tana, misha in lo isha, nifna l'sham, anyone who didn't have a wife, any young man who was looking for a shidduch would go there. That was a great place to find the shidduch. The Mishnah said that the women from better families would say bachur. They would say to the young man, you know, look at me, because tan rabbanan. So the Braisa expounds on what they would say. The beautiful women, what would they say? Look at how beautiful I am. Look at beauty. Because a woman primarily is for beauty. So I serve that purpose. What would the people that came from great families, what would they say? Look at the family. The main point of a woman of getting married is to start a family, is to have children. So we'll have excellent children because I come from such good stock. The ugly ones, what would they say? You should get married l'shem shemayim because it's a mitzvah. So you don't want to, if you marry a beautiful woman, everyone's going to say you just married her because she's beautiful. That you don't really, you're not really interested in doing a mitzvah. But make sure to give me plenty of jewelry after the wedding. Meaning they wanted an experience being pampered like a wife should be treated, even though they were ugly. Amr Ula Bira, Amr Ablazar, Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lasos Machal Tzadikim. One day Hashem is going to make a circle for Tzadikim, Vuhu Yoshev Beineim Began Eden. And Hashem is going to sit amongst the Tzadikim, in between the Tzadikim and Gan Eden. Vekalecha Ve'echon Mara Be'etzbo, and everyone's going to point with their finger. Shnemar Va'amr Bayomahu, Hine Elokeinu Ze Kivinu Lo V'yoshienu, Ze Hashem Kivinu Lo Nagila V'nis Mecha B'yishua So. All the Tzadikim are going to point to the center of the circle where Hashem is, and then we'll say, this is our God that we have hoped for, and who saves us. This is the Hashem that we hoped for. We will now rejoice and in the salvation that He has provided us. From the word Zeh, we learn that they point with their fingers, because the word Zeh always means to point with the finger. Whenever the word Zeh is used, it means something that you could see so clearly that you could like pretty much point at it with your finger. So I guess the last main point we'll have is that when all the girls would go dancing in the vineyards, they would tell the young men to look for the qualities that they themselves possessed, that these girls possessed. Meaning each girl would tell the young man to look for a quality that they had. So the beautiful ones would say to look for beauty, rich the ones from Yuchasos, from special families, would say to look at the Mishpacha, the ugly ones would say to do it L'Shem Shemayim, everyone just with the qualities that they had, or if they didn't have any qualities, L'Shem Shemayim. Hadron Lech B'Shrosh Prakim, Slik Allah, Maseches Tainus, Mazel Tov for everyone who finished Maseches Tainus together with us.